And this news update is coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Studio. I am Tate Cervantes with your news for the hour, starting now. And in local news, Carla Peck appeared in court Friday, January 23rd, facing felony charges, including operating while intoxicated, third offense, and lying to a police officer. She formally waived her right to a preliminary examination, a decision confirmed by the court as voluntary and understanding. The prosecution offered a plea deal that if Ms. Peck pleads guilty to OWI third offense and lying to a peace officer, other charges will be dismissed. Her case has been bound over to the circuit court with an arraignment scheduled for March 2nd, 2026 at 9 a.m. And the Tuscola County Election Commission has declined proposed recall languages targeting two Mayville Village officials. During a meeting on Thursday morning, commissioners voted 2-1 against approving recall petitions concerning Village President Kristen Valentine and Trustee Beau Boyd Shaver, according to the Tuscola County Clerk's Office. Their recall effort stemmed from a February 2025 decision by village leaders not to open municipal offices on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. The petition now has 10 days to either appeal the ruling or submit revised language. And a new report from state lawmakers delivers a sharply critical review of Michigan State Police leadership, accusing top commanders of fostering a toxic internal culture that has driven down morale as well as trust across the agency. The document, compiled by Republican-controlled House oversight committees, alleges abuses of power, misuse of taxpayer resources, questionable personnel moves, and a pattern of retaliation tied to Director Colonel James Grady and his deputy, Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe. And the report says morale among troopers is at historic lows and notes overwhelming no-confidence votes last year's from unions representing rank and file as well as command officers, which lawmakers cite as evidence of a deep leadership crisis. It criticizes abrupt demotions and reassignments of veteran staff, claims favoritisms and promotions, and raises concerns about over-reliance on Brimacombe, who the report says was investigated multiple times over alleged misconduct, including misuse of a state vehicle and retaliation against colleagues. According to the findings, Grady has made major decisions without input from senior staff, including allegedly approving improper bonuses for himself and Brimacombe, contributing to what the report describes as dysfunction and a shift toward self-preservation over performance within the department. Legislative Republicans argue these conditions threaten public safety and have renewed calls for leadership changes, while noting Brimacombe has since announced plans to retire. In response, Grady maintains that his focus remains on supporting troopers and serving the public, putting the reductions in violent crime under his tenure as evidence the agency continues to fulfill its mission. While Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office has reiterated confidence in Grady, citing his leadership in crime statistics despite the report and prior union no-confidence votes. And we will be back after this brief PSA.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Fighting for all veterans. Making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned. Rebuilding communities after disaster strikes, and adapting to support today's veterans, meeting them where they are. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
And we are back. We're going to hit on the weather real quick. It's fair outside, -3 degrees Fahrenheit, which definitely a little chilly. Winds coming out of the west at 8 miles per hour, making it feel like -18. make sure you bundle up and stay warm out there, because it's cold. We do have one obituary for this hour. Harold K. Grimmel Jr., age 93 of Sebring, passed away Monday, January 19th, 2026, at Bayview Gardens Assisted Living and Memory Care under the care of Compassus Hospital, or Hospice. Harold was born in Sebring on November 12, 1932. He married Lillian Horan on November 27, 1953. She preceded him in death in 2007. He married Marilyn R. Fritz on March 12, 2010. Harold is blessed with a large family, including his wife, Marilyn, children Walter, Kathy, Larry, as well as stepchildren, Nancy, Shirley, Diane, Marlene, and his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be Sunday, January 25th, 2026, at Youngle and Mellendorf Funeral Home Incorporated in Sebring from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funeral service will be Monday, January 26th, 2026, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Burial will be private at New Bayport Cemetery. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church Endowment Fund or the Harold and Lillian Grimmel Scholarship for a student in veterinary school at MSU. Please make checks payable to MSU. Grimmel Dairy Memorial Fund, A10922. You can share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. And that was your news, weather, and obituaries for the hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net for any updates, anywhere, anytime.